KE8VSI. Who's rolling Friday morning? Another day, another dollar. Friday payday. You get paid every week or bi-weekly or what? I get paid every week, which is, I don't know. I thought it was going to be better, but I feel like it makes the budgeting harder because the weeks aren't always the same, if that makes sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But every other job I've had was bi-monthly, and it was the dumbest thing ever. There'd be, you know, some months where you go 3 weeks without a paycheck, and you're like, well, I like my bank account. Who gets the dollar? I don't. Well, I've been every 2 weeks for as long as I can recall. I mean, I've been working where I'm at now for 35 years, so they've been doing it. And then I think I was even every 2 weeks before that. I can't even recall what it's like to receive a weekly paycheck. And I think it would be harder, yeah, because, you know, you got to, you know, usually I have more than enough in my paycheck to cover just about any, you know, every bill I've got, and, you know, with splitting it, maybe not. I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
What's a paycheck?
Listen, Greg, not everyone makes good life decisions, okay? I still gotta work.
I don't know about that. I just started it long before you. So there you go. Yeah, I've had weekly, bi-weekly, and bi-monthly all throughout my working years. I don't know that it mattered much at all. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, what goes in goes out and all that sort of thing. You just kind of allocate it when you need to.
Yeah, I mean, I could see advantages to both, you know, disadvantages, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm just so used to every 2 weeks. I like every 2 weeks. I've never been bi-monthly. I suppose there's something to be said about that. But we every 2 weeks, and it's kind of nice because a couple times a year you get a month with three paychecks, which is always kind of nice. You seem to, all of a sudden you look and you go, oh, I'm a little ahead this month, you know, so you could pocket a little away, spend a little extra, you know, so who knows. But every 2 weeks, you know, you get that extra payday in a month. Anywho, was that Donald I thought I heard in there about a dollar or something?
Yeah, I guess I screwed up again. I tried to catch it between Dakota and you, Sean, and I stepped on you. So who's ever after Sean, go ahead. I'm busy driving anyway, so. All right, I'll see you all later. Have a great weekend. W-A-R-C-Y.
N-A-D-D-F. Donald is out and about. Yeah, I mean, Greg, good point, right? Comes in, it goes out, and man, does it go out. I think the only... It's a catch-22 with the weekly thing, because it's like, sweet, I get paid every week, so there's always money flowing in, right? So you would think that makes budgeting easier. But then you have to break out your bills and pay them more strategically, because the check's not as much. And then it feels like you're contributing even less to your own bank and pocket after you pay all that, because you get really what half of a paycheck would be if you were biweekly. But like Greg said, it doesn't really matter. I will say, though, I never want a bi-monthly pay system again. That made budgeting even harder.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I think you should try to get a buffer paycheck in the bank. So that way you can treat it as bi-weekly, weekly, monthly, whatever you want. The best scenario that I've ever had was the two incomes here and every other week, and they were offsetting. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, that's a winner there. But No, I agree. Just get a little ahead. I mean, I know it's a pitch, but if you can just get an extra paycheck ahead, then, pretty much you can do whatever you want. The bi-monthly sounds weird. My place is, it's every other Friday, and this is not a pay Friday, so next Friday is. But we got our checks on Wednesday, which is weird, and I still haven't mentally, switched from Friday. It's been a long time, and I still think Friday, so I don't think about, like, this Wednesday passed. I don't think, oh, this was a pay Wednesday, or yesterday was a pay Thursday. I think, oh, today isn't a pay Friday. But then all of a sudden I realize, yeah, but I'm being paid Wednesday, just this coming Wednesday. It seems like, I don't know, there's something about having every other Friday but getting the check on Wednesday that has really been oddly satisfying. I don't know how to describe it, really. Oh, man. Anyhow, I'm driving a different car this morning, Dakota, and I'm going to take the northern route, so it'll be interesting to see if I get noisy like I did when I was up there by Jimmy John's. My wife and I pretty much, she works, she makes good money, so I pretty much put everything possible, and she stocks her check for the most part, except for her car. So we try to stash, but man, this house seems like every time I turn around, it's a couple grand here, a couple grand there, and it's not the house, it's the damn yard. And we're just getting started. But the Wednesday thing, Sean, it's like you're expecting Friday, but you get paid 2 days early every week, so the honeymoon hasn't worn off. It's like, ooh. I'm curious too. You're in your personal car with the 500, or what are you rocking when it gets back to you? Go ahead, Greg.
All right, very good on stashing the wife's check. That's awesome, because you will never regret that. Go ahead and run tight. If you keep doing that, run the rest of your life tight, because, man, when the time comes, you're going to love it. And, yeah, you got the new house, and things come up in the yard. That's probably even going to escalate as the weather gets better, but it'll only be for a year, maybe two, and it'll definitely wane off. So hopefully you'll get all through that sort of thing. KE8 VSI, go ahead, Sean.
Yep, that's one thing I never did. If you can, I never had two incomes. I was always single income and kids, and I didn't make a ton of money. So I never really had the luxury of being ahead or stashing away or anything like that. So, and I'm not responsible. I spend when I shouldn't. So as I get toward retirement here, I'm fine. But could it be better? Sure. But that's the life, Greg's not wrong, man. Just every penny you can stash away. And I know it's not a good timing on this particular statement, but get it in the market and watch it grow. I know this is kind of rough time to be talking about that, but hey, it recovered a little. And yeah, I've got this is the 500. I'm running, looks like medium power and to a quarter wave. And usually when I got up here by the hospital and got on 59 and started east, particularly while I was going through those trenches by Jimmy John's, he would tell me I was getting, my signal was getting poopy. So there you have it. W8FU.
Yeah, if you're over there now, you are rock solid. So I don't know if you've got different antennas on those two vehicles, or if your power settings on that other radio are different, but you're money. And I know everyone. Well, now's the time to buy, though. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, the world's ending. It's like, no, just buy, because it's all gonna rebound. I mean, the dip is not as bad as it seems. And as long as China comes around, I think everything's gonna work out. But, that's my problem, too. I'm pretty irresponsible, as you all know. I love buying and playing and things like that. But, if I didn't have these hobbies, I'd probably be 30 years closer to retirement.
Yeah, I was the same way. or that somehow I managed to stash enough, you know, to make a difference at the end of it. If I could do it all over, oh boy, it would be a whole different story. I had a lot of fun along the way, and I know you're enjoying your hobbies and everything else that you're doing too, so very good. As far as the market, yeah, buy now. From the top, you know, back in December or whatever, to the bottom, which was a few days ago, that's a huge swing. And it's come back quite a bit from there. It's going to bounce around, and in the end, it'll recover, so I'm not sweating it. But it's definitely interesting times. I've actually capitalized on some of the moves trading, so got to be careful with that, though, because I got burned on one, too, so that kind of stunk. But there you go. Both of your radios pretty much sound exactly the same. Your audios are good. Your signals are good. And so I don't know what Jimmy John's you're talking about, Sean, but if you drove by it, I couldn't tell you any differences. You've been solid the whole time.
All right, leave a little gap in there in case there's others. Anthony won't be out here because he doesn't go in on Fridays, works from home. But no, I haven't got there yet. I'm turning on to, what is this? Dobry? Anyhow, that little feeder that I'm going to be getting on 59 here at DeQuinter. I'm turning onto the entrance ramp right now. And it's just ahead here, when you go by Jimmy John's baseball field, the 59 goes subterranean, and as it goes through Utica. And they would always say, oh, you're getting really... In fact, they would say I was getting real noisy starting here. They would start to notice it. But it's up ahead here that I go subterranean. So I'll key up when I'm there. I have such a hate-love relationship with this radio. It's like everything I want it to be, and then I turn it on, and I'm like, oh, my God, it sounds so bad. I almost, when I ordered that 2730, I was so tempted to just get that new 510 RASP or whatever it is that's overpriced, and then put that in the truck and put the 500 on the desk, because it seems like 500 only gives me any sort of issues when it's cold out. But send and receive, it's always been good. So, yeah, I'm curious what you're going to sound like, Sean, but so far, I mean, you're like full quieting, so I think even earlier in your commute, there was some popping, but we'll see. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I'm subterranean right now, Greg.
Okay, that was loud and clear. Thanks for the update on the route. I know exactly Dobry and DeQuinter and how you're getting there now, so go ahead, Sean.
Okay, I'm in it right now. I am down, going underneath mound, subterranean. This is my 500 quarter wave antenna on top of my personal car. And Jimmy John's field is coming up just now on the right, or on the left, I should say. Freeway ends half mile, going underneath Merrill. So this is that whole M59 stretch where I'm down below grade, with a big cement wall between me and the repeater. Now I'm going underneath the railroad. Is that railroad? I don't know. Going underneath Utica Road. And here's Jimmy John's, and I'm coming out from that subterranean right now. So you might comment, how did I do through that whole stretch? And I'm almost to the hill, top of the hill. And here I am. I'm pretty much out of the gulch now and onto the surface. How did that do, Dakota, compared to the last several days? If you weren't giving me the play-by-play, I would have never even acknowledged the tiny bit of pop that was occurring. And then as soon as you crested out of there, it was gone. So I would definitely pop an analyzer on your other antenna and see what that's all about, because that was polar opposite of what it usually, or what it has been, I should say. But you drive your work car almost daily, so it was like this last week or two it started doing it, so I don't know what changed, or maybe antennas poo-poo, I don't know. Greg, what did you think?
Well, I haven't experienced the other mornings with the other car, so I don't know what to weigh it against, but I can tell you that whole transmission throughout, and I knew exactly where you were as you called it. I not even noticeable. I mean, it was you, just like you were on level ground the whole time. No issues.
Yeah, I never said anything except for all of a sudden, like this last week, you know, the guys were pointing out that you were kind of noisy on that last one, or your signal got kind of poopy on that last one. I'm like, what the hell? And never did it before, and like Dakota points out, I always drive that car, so it has to be something new. And I meant to get it in the last couple of days into the shop to get it and try to see what's going on, but I didn't for reasons. I mean, I was off Wednesday, and Thursday was a half day because they made me work on Thursday, but I took this car, or on my day off on Wednesday, so I took the time that I had to work on Tuesday, which I had off on Thursday, and so I really haven't been in the shop long enough to pull the car in and go through it this week, so I'll get it next week or something. But good to know. Now we know for sure. Because if this one's doing well, you know, this, like I said, this is medium power, so I'm probably running about 20 watts to a UHF quarter wave. So no brake shakes here. All right, enough on all that. I do appreciate the indulgence. Where you at, Dakota?
Yeah, let us know the findings because I'm super curious because it was like. It went from you know, like you sound now, to fairly copyable in some spots. But that's all I do. I run medium power to my 2x4, and I don't ever go above that or below. That's all I ever need wherever I commute to. I'm literally passing the Golden Butthole, so I think you're, what, a mile and a half behind me? Go ahead, Greg.
You guys got to be really close together, by the way. I'm putting it together in my head anyway. So that's all I got. Not much to add here. Just kind of doing a lot of desk work. I've been up since 3 in the morning. I woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and actually instead of sitting around, I did my kitchen duty already, and now I'm doing some office work, and I'm assuming there's going to be a nap in my future. So I figured I'd have the radio on for the drive-in this morning because I know you guys do that. KE8 BSI, Sean.
Well, glad you did. There you go. So, Dakota, I'm right behind you. I am, you're probably just going through the light. Well, there's like 3 lights, and I'm right there. I'm going through the light here at whatever this is, Garfield Hayes. You probably just went through it. I'm going through it right almost now. Because when you said the butthole, I was like looking at it.
I literally was going under the light of Hayes when you said that. I don't see you, though. I'm next to this short truck, the box truck for the food. And, Greg, you're living the dream, man. I'm happy for you. That sounds like an awesome morning. Just wake up, get some stuff done, do some dishes, take a nap in the afternoon. If we have nice weather this weekend, are we supposed to? Does anyone want to hit Bald Mountain?
I definitely will. I think Sunday was peaking to be nice. I know it's turning like Saturday afternoon, Sunday into Monday, Tuesday. That was looking at it earlier in the week. But if it's anything halfway decent, I'll certainly go there. Keep in mind the road getting in there is horrendous. I mean, literally 2 miles an hour for a mile. It's not fun, but you get there and it's fine. So yeah, keep in mind that I'll be the AZ Dave, probably be itching to go, and I'm game. If you are, let me know. I'm always ready. Sean?
All right. As I approach Romeo Plank here, I'm probably in Dakota. Drove right by him here. Knew he was right up ahead of me. I was going to ask. I was going to call out, are you next to that box truck? I just had this feeling. But now here's my little persnickety Romeo Plank thing where I never get over, and then I gotta real quick get over because it's roundabout only. So let me do that now. Then my coffee stops just up ahead at Heidenreich, I think it is, or is it Card? I don't know. hiding right. But I'm just going past Dakota's work right now. So he's turning in, keep the pointer on. We'll catch you later, but this is my setup here. It took me a second to see the antenna. I can't believe that little thing works that good. And Greg, yeah, I'm in. Maybe tomorrow morning or tonight I will tune my hamstick, my 20 and 40. I'm not planning on doing anything elaborate because I'm sure it's disgusting out there, like you said, so I really don't want to set up too much shop, but if I could just operate out of the truck bed and wear my musk boots, I'm in.
All right, yeah, it's like I said, it's not bad once you get in there, and because as soon as you get in that parking lot, that's never really that bad, and then all the picnic tables are uphill from there, if you choose to do that, and you certainly can work right out of the truck as well. So, I don't even care if I operate, I may or may not, but if you're going, I'll definitely go hang out. But I do like to operate at least FD8 and, set it up, tear it down, keep that kind of thing going, and activate the park. I like doing it. All right, enjoy your Friday at work. Maybe we'll hear from you at lunch, KE8BSI. Sean, you're probably at Coffee Stop, eh?
I'm just turning in. You know what I got to do? I got to get my, I got my mobile like 90% installed in this car. And there's just a couple of little odds and ends I got to do to get it all going. And I have not done that yet. And I've had this car for a couple of years now. So this is the first car that I've ever dragged my feet on because I own it. And I figure, well, I can always get around to it. On a lease car, I got to get it in quickly because, you know, I'm only going to have it for a couple of years. But this car, I've oddly, plus I'm older, and but I gotta get my car done up with my HF gear. I mean, it's all in here. It's all in the back. I just haven't finalized. Then I could join you out there and do that at least. I mean, I know I can join you either way. I got the 705 and other various things, but yeah, we'll see. I got some other things going on. I'm even thinking about driving to Chicago. That's crazy. I won't do that. If I was going to do that, I'd be there right now. Never mind. Dakota, you at work? You going in? Well, let's tentatively plan that, weather permitting. Maybe we can rally troops and do lunch or something and get together. Yeah, Sean, I want to pick your brain on a couple things on my install, too. I think I got to get a different mount for this head, living on a dirt road and going in field hunting and stuff. This Lido doesn't like this fat head. It keeps dripping down. And I don't know how to, you can't tighten it, so I want to figure out a different solution for that. And then I just have my mic extension just kind of wrapped into the center console and coming out the front, which there's a little cubby there for your phone charger and stuff, but I would like it to be a little cleaner. But maybe when the Kenwood comes out, I'll revisit that. But, I'm going to go in, because I think last night was update day, so I got a whole bunch of crap to do this morning. So I will catch you guys this afternoon, and hopefully we can coordinate a little further on this weekend. Everyone have a good day, and I'll catch up with you later. NAPBF.
All right, very good. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, my install is not by any means professional or permanent. Still got the magnet mount. I kind of wanted to get that NMO permanently mounted, never got around to it, and then I've got the head of my FTM 200 on a Lido and a cup holder, very well done with a speaker on it and everything, and cabling's nice and tight with that dryer hose kind of stuff leading it to where it goes, so it's decent, and I like it, I'm happy, but even that, but it took a while, a few stabs at it to get all that just so. The next step would be to mount the antenna permanently and then maybe in-dash the head somehow or do that instead of on a mount, but I don't think I'll ever do it. I could change vehicles at any time now. It's got 126,000 miles on it. I might keep it another 5 years. I might buy a car tomorrow. I don't know. KE8BSI.
Is it bought and paid for? When they're bought and paid for, boy, it sure is hard to give that up, isn't it? But, I'd have no problem taking a look at that. We could bring it by sometime when the shop's there. We can pull it in the shop, Of course, the weather's getting nicer, so that won't be necessary. Anyhow, in the line here, get my coffee. So I'm going to probably not be able to jump back in here. Dakota, in case you got to jump, unless you've already jumped. W8FU.
Yep, I'm going to jump. I just wanted to listen out. All right, guys, I'll catch you later. NABBF.
K8VSI standing by.
I decided to get something cold this morning, so we'll see. It's got calories, though, so I'm being bad.
Yeah, it's hard not to, but heck, enjoy it.
I heard this is why I don't have a million-dollar house, because I buy coffee every now and again, expensive coffee every now and again. This one's a little bit pricier than I'm used to. So I had to hem and haw about it for a minute.
Yeah, I can't believe, even way back when Starbucks came out, all the way through now, the amount of money those things are is just insane to me. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I know you can go to Dunkin' Donuts or even 7-Eleven and do way, way, way better or than make it at home. My wife started that habit a long time ago, and we decided now we bought a coffee machine and whatnot, make it at home. So she makes a little bit every day at home, and it's a treat to go get a Starbucks or something. Yeah, you don't want to do the math on that, Sean, between your coffee and your lunches out and whatnot. If you go back all the years and then invest that and then do the compounding on it, it's insane. But two different things. You got things different than a lot of people as well. So it's crazy.
Well, I normally don't hit them for the expensive stuff. You know, they've got everything on their menu's $5 now, and then some. But if you just get straight coffee, it's not terribly more expensive than Dunkin' Donuts. I think you're well into the twos on a Dunkin's now, and you'll pay about $3 for a, you know, you might pay a 50-cent premium to get a, if you're just talking straight coffee, you know, it's, you know, what people complain about here is the foo-foo drinks. You know, give me a frappalappa thing along a ding-dong, and, you know, it's like, you know, $7, please. That's the crazy stuff. But, you know, my K-Cups, which I drink almost exclusively at home, are, when I get them on a discount, the ones I like are like 40, I think I get them for about 47 cents a piece. Now, granted, I get about the equivalent of two of those worth of coffee for, but that's, you know what, that's under a dollar. So if I was to just whip myself up a couple of K-Cups and put it in a tumbler to go, it'd be under a dollar every morning as opposed to $3, right?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we got both here, the K-Cups and then a little small, I think it's a 4-cup coffee maker, and that's even cheaper. And it takes a little bit longer than the K-Cups. I can't believe how fast that K-Cup thing works. But, so yeah, you can get it down super duper cheap. And, yeah, what I was talking about are the foo-foo drinks, too, $7 and up. And I hear there's people that do that every day, sometimes more than once a day. And I'm like, wow, that's just, to me, that's insane. But, yeah, to each their own. I mean, it is what it is. I'm glad I never got the hook on coffee. although I do drink a Monster Energy every morning, which I really shouldn't do anymore. There was a time when I needed it, but I don't anymore, so I got to work on quitting that. That's a good couple bucks a day. I buy it in bulk. so there you go.
Okay, they just handed me my foo-foo drink. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say what I just spent. And it's crazy. And I never do this, but today I just felt like something more of a treat, cold, it's Friday, I don't know, but I just spent $6 on a coffee drink. at Starbucks.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that, because if it's definitely a treat or a once-in-a-while thing, then you really enjoy it, and it's kind of worth it at that point. It's the people that do that every day that says, to me, it doesn't make sense. But to them, it does, so, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, the one I normally get is $3 and some change. It's all espresso. And that's normally what I get. And I don't go every day, but I go most days, as you know. So, oh well. So we'll see if this is worth it today. This is something I've never seen on the menu before. So, and it's also 250 calories. That means it's probably gonna be paying for it more way than one. So, what are you gonna do? Anyhow, it looks like it's going to be a nice day. That's for sure. I heard it's going to get up into the, poke up into the, at least the 40s, right? I don't know. I forget what it said. So, that'll be nice.
Wow, you know, I haven't even checked the weather yet. As long as the sun's out, I'll be happy, though. My little thing is indicating 33 degrees right now. If it hits 40, that'd be fine or higher, but I could use some sun. Yesterday was just doom and gloom. Kind of tired of those days. And that snow we got, oh, my gosh, that was crazy. So, yeah, I'll be checking the weather because upcoming, it's supposed to turn. And hopefully Saturday or Sunday we can hook up with Dakota and at least get a little bit of field time, whatever that may be.
Looks like they're building something new at Barrymore's. They got the ground all raised and piping going in, so who knows. But something new there. I used to go there when it was just an arcade. I used to service the arcade machines. The guy, the original owner, I think Barrymore himself, or whatever it was. He was pretty cool. We used to go in there and hang out. And I remember he sold it. Everything started exploding from there. It was back in the 80s, early 80s. But, yeah, it should be nice tomorrow. That sounds like a real plan. There is a show, and I was joking about Chicago. There's a show in Chicago that I'd really love to go to, but, you know, it's in Schaumburg, so 5 hours there, 5 hours back, $30 for the show, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I thought about it for about a hot minute. If I was going to go, I'd already be there, or I'd be closing in, let's say. But I wonder if Don went, maybe. He did mention it. He's the reason I started looking. But, yep, sunshine, yes. But, when I was riding my bike a lot, I said, as long as the sun's out and there's not a lot of wind, I can pretty much go out in any temperature. You know, the sun is the key, and boy, it's nice right now. So, all right, Greg, I am turning into my complex here, so by the time you're done signing, I will be parked, and time for me to jump in. So after yours, this will be okay. I was going to say your call, and then, you know, when I said, then I realized, no, I was giving my call. I said I was going to give my call, but I was starting to give yours, so... This is WAFU.
All right. Well, it was a good drive time with you two this morning. Nice catching up. I'd be curious on that show in Schaumburg what it was. Next time, though, don't have to answer now. And, yeah, the bike, I missed mine. Sold it a couple years ago. Didn't do much, but I enjoyed it when I did. And you're right, the sun is key on that. All right, back to get some more stuff done away from my desk now. KD8VSI, clear. N8KBB.
Just like all the guys.
W-A-B-E.
Hey, what's for breakfast, guys?
W8FU.
KE8VSI, what's up?
What's up, Reggie Poo? Got a car full here heading down to Roseanne's for some lunch. Meeting Wally.
Oh, where's Roseanne's?
Mile Road and Gratiot. It's like a general, like a diner, but they have a breakfast, an Italian sausage and egg breakfast that is just legendary. So that's what we're going for. But it's a full menu, you know, place.
All right. Did you say 16 and Gratiot? I didn't hear the first part.
15 and Gratiot. It's actually on 15, just west of Gratiot.
Ah, I think I've been there before. Yeah, that's a little far for me to meet you guys if you're already rolling.
All right, sorry about that. Hey, we had a construction site incident. Had to get around the snot mixer. Anywho, yeah, good place. 15 Gratiot, I highly recommend it. If you can be there, we're all rolling now.
Yeah, I'm at least a half an hour out of that. You'll be there much sooner, so maybe next time. And I'm starving, so I think I might just grab something here.
Okay, well, you do that. All right, anyhow, like I said, I got a car full, so I'm going to get off the rate video. W8FU.
All righty, play nice with others, KE8VSI.
My instrumentation shows 1149.
Well, I haven't got mine graphed, but we are rolling. And let's see, what is it, 1132, 42, 49. We're going to be there, I think, long ahead of that, or well a while ahead of that.
Okay, getting on the highway right now. So I'll throw my thing out every now and then. See you in a minute. N8KBB.
Hey, Wally, we're here. We're going to go in and grab a table.
Okay. Shows me 11 minutes out.
Alrighty. We'll drag our feet. W8FU.
Welcome to the...
I heard you.
Test. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4, 5, 6.
WABEF for a radio check.
W8FSM, W8FU.
What, you don't like the military times?
Oh, what's that all about?
Probably just forgot about it.
No, I don't know what you're referring to with military time. What? What are you referring to?
Oh, okay. Yeah, on the UMP repeater, it says at the top of the hour, it said 1,500 hours.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't notice that. I haven't been listening to it. Although I am heading there right now because I noticed another issue. So, but that's not something... Well, that's probably going to be solved with the same tools, but I'm going to have to do it remotely, log into the RTCM, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of static on 44365, like when the repeater's not active, it drops the spell, so there's still some kind of signal there, but that might be local to me, though. I don't think it's necessarily anything to do with the repeater.
Well, it's always been a persnickety sight. There's a lot less RF up there than there once was, so it's better than it used to be, but it's always been a tough sight for RF.
Alrighty, I'll be back. I'm going to... And this is nice and sunny. And then I won't have to do it tomorrow. KF8S.
Okay, and I'm almost to my stop. I gotta get out and run up to the repeater site. So we'll be back out here in a while. W8FU.
Edward, what's your home QTH?
Your run. There, Bob. My QTH is Newark, New Jersey. 45 minutes away from New York City. 15 minutes away from Newark Airport. Back to you.
Edward, very good. W8FU.
Yeah?
Fred, is that you, Fred?
I really sound like him.
Well, when all you say is,
yeah,
it could be, but now I know it's not. Two syllables, and I know it's not.
So, should I put in a request for a vantage call sign?
Man, I don't know. The coolness that one would convey is just like, it's off the chart. I mean, just the real question is, are you man enough?
No, I don't think I could give up the ABAY.
Yeah, no, that one has meaning. So, I understand, although, you know, kind of spite the other child.
Well, I told her, you know, call signs in America aren't allowed to start with H. I'd have to live in Hawaii to get in order to get, you know, the second letter, so it's kind of only option.
Well, there you go. Is Abby your oldest or your youngest?
She's the oldest. Haley is only 13 months behind her.
Yeah, see? That first child stuff, there you go.
I had to get him right now from the bus stop. I got him 5 days in a row. Had him yesterday, and it's my weekend, and then I get him Monday because it's my birthday. So, good nice long run with him, and then they lost him last weekend because of the spring break.
Oh, that's the new Chick-fil-A. I heard they were going to have another one down here somewhere. How bad is this one? Not horrible. Better than the one on Hall Road the few times I've gone by. That craze has got to be simmering, though, doesn't it? I mean, come on.
I haven't even bothered. There's one in Flint here, but... Where's the new one at?
New one, Gratiot, and, between 13 and Masonic, like 13 and a quarter, 13, I don't know. Anyhow, it's right there by the I-94 exit entrance for
Off Gratiot.
was it Sam's Club over there?
Well, there's Macomb Mall. I think Sam's Club is a little further north. Although, I don't know. Sam's Club is more up by 15. Harper, that area. But, no, it's a little further down. I don't know much really what's here if you're not local. You know, if you're local, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's just Team 13 in Masonic on Gratiot on the west side. So I didn't pay attention if it was out in front of the Macomb Mall. That would put it north of Masonic. That's entirely possible because I wasn't paying that close attention.
Yeah, there is a Sam's Club down there by where 94 comes off the grass there, but I don't think there's any 15. But it sounds like that's more closer to Macomb Mall.
I think that Sam's you're thinking is a little further north. I think it's up more maybe not. It seems to me that I always slip in and out of that one with around the Harper exit, which is like the next one or so north, more up by 14, up that way. So I think it's a little further north.
Actually, a little further south, like 12 or something like that. It's pretty much right when you get off of 696. But yeah, used to live over there by the Macomb Mall there when I think we moved in when I was in kindergarten, or just north of the mall there, neighborhood off 14 Mile.
All right, now there's a Costco at Gratiot and 696. Thinking of that?
No, it's where that, where 94, like, has that little exit ramp on the Gratiot there.
Down there while you were saying, I was sitting at the light to get on 94 and I didn't see it anywhere to be found. I'm pretty sure it's a little further north. But I didn't live there, ever. And most of the time I'm just passing through. I don't do a lot of commerce up and down that area either. We're west side, east siders.
Yeah, it's kind of buried back there, but I'm pretty sure it's there. Kind of where the Circuit City was and all that stuff, but they threw the braking station in there.
Yeah, I just have a 2 cent quick comment. W8RCY, Sam's Club is between 13 Mile and Masonic. Just north of the ramps to 94, as you come off the freeway, JCPenney, Sam's Club, and then the big strip mall where Guitar Center is on the southeast corner of Masonic and Gratiot.
Yeah, Lance, see, it's right there by the 94 ramps.
Got a phone call, ABLS.
Little piece, Lance, to question me.
I do not know where the new Chick-fil-A is, but I was wondering if Red Robin there on the corner of Masonic and Gratiot, right by the Macomb Mall sign, is still open. I heard the Red Robins were going to be closing soon.
I have no idea. I honestly am real ignorant of the east side, when it comes to that grand layer of level of granularity. I mean, I know stuff's over there somewhere, but It's just not my normal stomping grounds. I was a Woodward, you know, Madison Heights, Royal Oak, even though we were in Macomb County, almost everything was in Oakland for us. So we rarely found need to go east. So I'm just not real familiar with the area.
Even for me, after I got married 45 years ago, I moved north from St. Clair Shores to Clinton Township, Harrison Township, Chesterfield Township, before I made my way back to the shores and then eventually over here to your side of town. And I go through there now, and it's like, you know, the time we were on Grosbeck together, we were coming home, you and I, and I was just looking at all the changes on Grosbeck. Gratiot's the same way now, and I haven't been on Gratiot since last fall, and I was surprised at a lot of the changes that have been made and stuff. And I see where Chick-fil-A is. It's been the Macomb Mall lot, right where the bus station is. So, you know, you get off the bus and walk right into Chick-fil-A if you want. They're on the outlot, right along Gratiot, between that and Bell Taco. And is Burger King still there? No, Burger King's still there. Bell Taco, Captain J's Fish and Chicken, and then there's a Chili's.
Yeah, I pretty much know what's over there. You know, like, I know there's a Kohl's over there on Gratiot somewhere. You know, and I can tell you that it's north a little bit of 696. It's up there in that Macomb Mall-ish area, give or take, you know, a few miles. Yeah, that's about the best I get over there. I know what's over there. I just, you know, when it gets specific, oh, yeah, it's at Masonic, or it's at 13, or it's at 14, I don't know. I can pretty much tell you what's north of 696 and what's south of 696 for the things that I do that are on Gratiot, south of 696. There's a few things I know right where they are. Like, I know where Randazzo's is, and I know where the Costco is, and I could tell you right where the Firehouse Sub place is today, but 6 months from now, probably not. It'll be one of those things that turns into somewhere over there on Gratiot, north of 696. Right now, I could tell you right where it is, but, you know, that'll fade, because I won't go there again, probably, for a long time. Anyhow, just a matter of where your stomping grounds are, you know. Speaking of which, I'm coming off of three-way on 11 Mile Road in our stomping grounds.
You asked me once about this new chicken place on the outlot there by Kroger's. Can't remember the name of it was, but you mentioned it to me. You asked me if I knew anything about it. I heard that it's a place where they kind of like deep fry the chicken, like Colonel Sanders or any of these other places. And when they're done with everything, they pop it in an air fryer, like puff it up. So it's like a puff, like a cheese puff thing when you bite into it. So it's got like a gap of air in it. From what I understand about it, but that's about all I know right now.
At 8 BBF.
Good afternoon, Dakota. W8RCY is listening. I think Sean and I were talking, and I think he may have gotten a phone call because he dropped.
There's all sorts of fire and ambulance and everything coming up behind me, and we're on 11 Mile Road where it's two lanes and there's an island and nobody can get by, and so it's a mess. Anyhow, come on, get over. Let the ambulance by, you idiot. God almighty, what's wrong with these people? Donald, good afternoon. Sean, good afternoon. Careful with the idiots. They're everywhere. Yeah, see if I got it here. Looks like there's something bad going on at 11 Mile and DeQuinter. They got it all shut down, so I'm going to cut into the park view. That should get me around it. But, yeah, you get off the freeway, and then it's, you know, it's two lanes, and there's no shoulder or anything, and everybody's, you know, got them two lanes because the road's blocked for the accident. The two lanes are, you know, bumper to bumper all the way back, and there's fire trucks and ambulances trying to come up, you know, that way, and nobody's moving. It's like, good Lord. Ah, well. But I cut in the park view. I'll wave to my son as I go by his apartment and then continue along my way. Donald, go ahead.
The Madison Heights side of the intersection sounds like it's pretty quiet, so it might be on Warren's side.
On your way home, Dakota? Yep, I've been with this week behind me. I'm at Hall and Garfield right now, heading west. Roger, I am sitting here at the Quinter and Parkview, staring at Donald's balcony, waiting to turn out onto the Quinter here. I can't really tell what the hell's going on down there, but it was quite a cluster, you know what. Yes, the weekend. Yay.
Sounds like it's out from the Warren side. Because Madison Heights isn't saying much on their frequency. So I just switched to Warren to see if I can hear anything.
Weather permitting, I don't know what you guys got going on this weekend, but if it's like this tomorrow, I plan on going to Bald Mountain, and I think Greg said he's in as well, so I'll see what other troops want to rally and go, but figured I'd throw it out there. Yeah, I was listening to the convo on that earlier. Sounds like a plan. I'm going to go to breakfast, of course, with the guys in the morning, And then after that, my son said something about him. I got to be home. I forget what he said for, what he needed. I think he's got some problem with his car. He has to borrow my OBD2 reader, you know, but generally that means I borrow your OBD2 reader and you to help figure out what it means. That's generally what that means. So he's probably going to need some help with his car. He's got to take it to Oklahoma for training. Coming up here, so I'm sure he wants to make sure everything's okay. I guess he's throwing some sort of an error.
I think the last time I heard about Bald Mountain, it was covered in snow, and I used to ski up there eons ago.
I haven't activated that one yet, and it's a little more kid-friendly than Wetzel, so I figured make a little trip out of it, bring the gang out there if it's nice, and then play a little radio.
That is a plan. Oh, look at the carpet places moving too. Holy cow, this whole corner here is either going to turn all Vietnamese or all vacant.
Crazy. Got the strip mall by me here. We lost the Rite Aid, and now the carpet place next to the Rite Aid is, say, moving. And, okay, I hope this guy's paying attention. Doesn't eat my bumper. God almighty, what's wrong with people today? But, yeah, that sounds good, man. That sounds like a plan for tomorrow. I don't know what my day's going to bring, but if by some chance it works out, I wouldn't mind shooting up there. But I'm on my street, and in view of my driveway, so my next transmission will be from in the house in a little bit. W8FU.
Yeah, I got Friday night date night coming up, and I don't know what we'll be doing on Saturday, but all right, well, I'm going to tap out of here. Gentlemen, have a good evening, have a good weekend. Weather's going to be great. On Monday, I get my door wall fixed. I just got my shower redone, and boy, is it nice. one of those times where you want to take like 4 showers in one day because it's a brand spanking new shower unit, practically brand spanking new. And, yeah, massage, everything, the whole 9 yards this thing's got going. I know, TMI. I'm out of here. W8RCY.
All right, gents. Yeah, Sean, tomorrow I don't know if we even have ballpark time yet, but whenever it's nice out, like now. So I'll catch up with you guys later. NACBF, standing by.
NACBF.
NADDF.
What's up?
Driving home, I just turned the music up and then I heard part of a station, so I don't know who I got here.
It's Wally. Yeah, I heard Sean and Paul working on the 7.2 a little bit. Trying to get everything in place there, so I think that's what they're doing. It's been a minute. I had to go grab the grandkid from school again. Daddy got tied up, so I think I'm becoming the official school picker-upper kid. So, which is good. They know who I am. They know what I drive, so all of that's good. Heading home now. I go home, let the dogs out, and then I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll go to the office and act like I worked really, really hard today, and then leave.
Well, good afternoon, sir. You're doing the granddad duties. I'm hoping mine are going to be on board with that when I need them to be picked up from school or getting off the bus and stuff like that. But, yeah, whatever you should do it outside. It's gorgeous out.
Oh, yeah, then I took them to the little diner on the way home and fed them a cupcake and chocolate milk. Then I gave him back. See that? Give the kid a sugar buzz and say, there you go.
Nothing wrong with that. That's what grandparents are for.
There you go. If you're yours, do it to your kids.
I'm convinced that's where all of my horrible eating habits stem from, was going to my grandparents' house as a kid and eating 3 plates of pasta or 3 bowls of soup and then Moose Track ice cream and cookies and whatever the hell else they bought.
Yeah, I think it's kind of written in the code, so very good. So other than that, weather turned out to be nice today. I had a nice lunch with Sean and the boys. That was lunch of, I forget the name of the place. I'd never been there before. It was in Roseville. It was really good. And went to visit a couple customers, got a couple phone calls, got Starbucks, and it's over. So it's all good. And, of course, I'm dinging here because I don't have my seatbelt on.
Do you work down by us?
I kind of work all over. Our company is in County Line and 26. That's where the hub is. But what we do is our primary business, our core business, is the lifts that raise your car up. So no matter what car dealership you take your car to, I'm almost positive those lifts are ours. We sell them, service them, repair them, certify them. They have to be certified every year. So there's probably a team of about 30 of us now, and that's our core business. We do a lot of other smaller things, but our core business is to get your car in the air when it needs to be fixed.
Well, there's no shortage of that. Give me one sec, Wally. I got a call coming in. NAPBF.
NAPBF.
NAPBF. NAPBF.
Whoever that is, you have no audio.
I'm back if you're still around. NAPBF.
sir. Just crossed over 32 here, trying to not rerun this lady that's not paying attention in front of me.
Oh, I'm pretty sure if you rear-end her, it's your fault. Always the guy in the back's fault, no matter what. I've learned that the hard way. She's good. Who'll be that? Yeah, baby, LX. Sorry, guys, I couldn't resist. So come on in and enjoy the party. The more the merrier. Go ahead. N-A-K-P-P.
She can barely stay on the road.
Hey, Dave, is that you? I got all my macros figured out. W-A-T-A-P.
What's up, Eric? NADBF.
Okay, not much, man. It got out a few minutes early today.
For good behavior?
Yeah, probably bad behavior. They didn't want to put up with me anymore. Nah, it's Friday, heading up north, so figured I'd leave a little early. So, should be a long drive after working 8 hours, so. Really, I was at a, kind of at a standstill. I had just finished up a job and figured it was a good time to go.
Yep, it's Friday. It's nice. Makes for a nice drive. Are you just heading straight up there? Your car's already packed, or you got to stop at home first?
Well, I got to go home first. Yeah, I got my bag packed, but I got to wait for the other half to get off work. So, yeah, I'm going up pretty soon.
Won't hit too much traffic on the way out.
Well, I hear they got Zilwaukee Bridge closed. I don't know if that's true or not. Have you heard that?
No, I have not heard anything about a closure, but I have heard that it's been sinking every year for the last, like, 10.
Two-cent comment break.
Yeah, my other band went off and wiped out. If anyone said anything in the last 20 seconds, 15 seconds, I didn't hear it. Was Dakota has it, or what's going on?
W8RCY has a two cent comment to add.
Oh, go ahead, Donald. What's your comment?
Southbound side of the Zilwaukee Bridge is closed starting April the 14th, which is Monday, through June 27th. It's going to be closed for about 10 weeks overall. The southbound side, nothing about the northbound side is mentioned.
Well, it doesn't really make much of a difference in traffic. It probably adds another 3 minutes to the drive, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And I remember they did this a few years back. Now, what did cause traffic jams is when they had the drawbridge. Now, that was crazy.
Well, I remember the late 60s when my sister was going to school at Northern Michigan University in Marquette, and I remember the drawbridge. I also remember the construction, or the starting of the construction, of the new massive Zilwaukee Bridge. So, yeah, I have memories of those days, but in 69, I was, what, 12, 13 years of age, if that? You know, so that was just a few weeks ago. Glad my memory still works.
Yeah. happened. The whole reason why they built the Zilwaukee Bridge is for the big ships to go underneath, but they don't even go anymore, so it's like kind of a waste. And, yep. I don't know when they built the bridge. I'm thinking early 70s, I think. I remember going up for a few years after we moved here, still waiting on that drawbridge.
Well, my sister's final year was at Northern Michigan University was in 1969, and they were just doing the moorings into Saginaw River or wherever that thing is at that point in time. So probably the uprights and things like that were probably the early 70s, like you said. That would be my guess from my memory.
Yeah, but my dad remembers it was an I-75. I forgot what the highway was, but get from Detroit up north, I don't know, you had to take a different highway. I forget which one it is, 13 or the one that runs alongside on the coast there through Standish and Pinconning. I forgot, I don't know what the name of that highway is, but I think that's what you took. Probably, yeah, it was before my time. I just heard stories. So as far as my memory goes back is the drawbridge.
Well, it's going to be fun because I'm going up to Petoskey on Tuesday and won't be coming back till Wednesday. Good afternoon, everyone. KC8KJO.
Good afternoon, Tom. W8RCY here. I also heard that at some point they were taking 127 up, you know, like from Lansing or something, to go north to get, at least to get to the Mackinac Bridge. Other than that, though, that was from memories. Probably my single-digit days there. So, yeah, it's been a while. But I just remember, like Eric was saying, you know, the Zilwaukee Bridge in 67 through 69, and they were pouring the, I think I said moorings when I should have said the footings, into the river for the bridge being built. That's about as far back as I can remember. So that was my 2 cent comment. I will let you all get going and enjoy your weekends. W8RCY.
Roger. Have a good one, Donald. Talk to you later.
Good evening, Donald. Have a good weekend. I'll see y'all at another breakfast when I get a chance to get out there. KCKJO. I'm still on the radio.
Dakota, where are you at now? You home yet?
Almost. I took a paved detour going east to go north to go west because traffic in town was horrendous. So it added about a minute, but I didn't have to sit in traffic, so I guess it was worth it. Minus the three cops that I've had.
Yeah, very good. Well, traffic isn't really all that bad right now. It's about the same as it is at 6 o'clock. You got the idiots just like doing 80. Weaving in and out of traffic, and but other than that, it's pretty smooth northbound on Mound. It's about normal.
Better than Long Lake and Rochester. This is going to be fun.
Eric, are you a 53 to 69 to 75 kind of guy, or?
Dakota?
No, that's going to Eric how he gets up north.
Are you you were breaking up there for a second. Yeah, I just hop right on 59 and take 59 to 75. Because I'm right next to the service, I'm right around the corner from the service drive.
That's right. I thought you were a little bit further north than that. I don't know why.
Although during major construction, I have taken Van Dyke to 69, but it didn't really help much because everybody else was doing it, so it was still traffic, but less traffic. Yeah, and I've come home that way, too, to avoid big traffic jams. Shoot across 69 to 53. So, yeah, I've done that before, but not that many, maybe once a year.
That's all I've ever really known, because I've always lived within a couple miles of 53. But just curious. All right, I'm at the house here. I'm gonna get settled inside, and I'll probably grab the radio, and I'll be back out here in a bit. So, but I'll talk to you guys. Have a good weekend, Eric. Have a safe trip, and then Tom. I'm sure I'll talk to you this weekend at some point as well. NADBF, I'll be clear.
Okay, Dakota, have a good one. Maybe I'll catch you on the node later. I'll be on the radio. I'll have the node up and running. Keep me awake. Hopefully there'll be somebody out there to talk to. yeah, I'm just about home there, KJO. And give me a chance to maybe take a half-hour nap. Anywho, have a good weekend, WAEAP.
Uncle Tom, what you doing? And 8KPP.
You going to find me a parking lot, say 73 to WAEAP. Have a good weekend, safe trip up north, and take a nap. APP, yeah, I'm traveling on Rochester, north, coming up on, oh, I don't know, Square Lake, something like that. I forget. I just go until I turn.
Not very good. I just got home. I worked my butt off today, wink, wink. And I think this weekend, tomorrow, I might go to the breakfast thing. I'll let you know if you want to ride. And what else? Oh, got to fix the closet. She brought all her clothes here, hung all her clothes in the closet, and the closet came tumbling down.
There is a weight limit for a closet hanger with furs, you know that. KKKJO Friday.
Well, it was the original builder grade closet stuff, so I can't really blame it. Can't blame her. They put all of the stuff, you know, into the drywall rather than look for the studs. And then they use those stupid little 45L brackets to hold it up. I mean, what could go wrong?
I 100% agree.
Well, now I've got those shelving brackets that you get at Menards, and I screwed them all into the studs and put the little snappy dingy thingies in there, and I'll tell you what, I think I could do pull-ups. Well, I really couldn't do a pull-up, but if I could do a pull-up, I think I could do pull-ups in this closet now.
There you go. Maybe I gotta skip out on this Saturday morning festivities, because I didn't get no greenbacks today, so they put an emergency request in. Hopefully it'll be in on Monday.
Well, that's really nice. You work for free. Hey, you want to come work for us?
I got offered that to goes, yeah, is that an opening? I'm like, I got 7 weeks vacation. So I don't know if anybody's going to offer me 7 weeks.
Hey, call me. I'm going to talk to you about something else. On a telephone.
Give me about 30 seconds before I'm parking lot here.
And 8-3-3-3, you'd be an all-star. I fixed it.
It sounds very nice. KCKKO.
This is better. Not the best, though. All right, just listening. KF8F.
Hey, Gary out there?
No Gary.
I was Gary. KF8DIC.
Well, Gary mumbles. So, I'm not mumbling, but I'm testing out an antenna, not too happy with it.
The base station or one of them, Nagoya?
No, it's a, well, the problem is I think I'm probably running too long of coax, but anyways, I'll be back. I gotta contact my wife. She's not happy that I'm ignoring her text. So I'll be back. Can't wait.
All right, Dave. Uncle Dave, no problem. KFA, TRC.
Make sure I'm not cutting anybody off. NAKAPP.
You could say the frequency in use.
And I will. Is the frequency in use?
Yeah, now go away.
There's that friendly ham spirit we love. So, Sean, you almost done for the day? You home yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here in my shorts and T-shirt just watching cat videos.
I'm not sure if that really means you're watching cat videos or if there's a message there. I never quite understood that. But I do know Marion's thing is watching dog videos. I forget the name of the dog that she watches, but this dog is quite a problem, and then they put a voiceover over it. It's actually quite funny, so I'm assuming the best, and that's what a cat video means, unless there's a message I'm missing.
Well, watching cat videos is my secret code for just sitting here watching stupid stuff, basically scroll through my... as I'm scrolling the internet. It's when I'm getting one of those little, like, oh, what's that? And I click on it because, you know, and then you click on another and then another. And there's any number of ways that people waste countless hours on the internet clicking on stupid little videos. I just call it watching cat videos. Was that Tom?
Yeah. Cat videos. I watch cat videos, dog videos. Oh, my favorites are There's one with the firefighters. It says, things I've seen as a need as a paramedic.
See that? You broke the rules. You didn't hand it off. Now we got to write you up, suspend you, pull your privileges, and drop your call sign one letter. Oh, no, add a letter. You have to add a letter.
Over to Wally.
That's all I got to say about that. So, oh, yeah. There are a lot of stupid things out there. If you ever want to have a fun conversation, Sean, sit down and talk to Dave about his job.
I mean, I know a bit about it. You're talking about Dave. Well, which Dave? First of all.
EC Dave. Have him tell you about some of his phone calls. We'll leave it at that.
Did you say Easy Dave?
Yeah. The ARPS guy.
Oh. Yeah, those stories are legendary. Yeah, I'm exposed to a few of those.
Yeah, and they're still coming in till this day. I'll send you a text of one of them that he shared. So, Mr. Tom, it's your turn. You got the power turned up so you can hit some of our fantastic repeaters here?
Well, I'm still bouncing off of Warren if I'm coming in okay. I'm at Auburn Road in Quincy.
And you did it again. Go ahead, Sean.
What am I doing? What am I going? Where am I going?
Oh, wherever you feel like. So, anyway, other than that, I'm going to let you guys go. I think I have to go out tonight. I think that was my direct order. And I got a call. So, Tom, I'm going to hand it to you. Sign out. N-A-K-E-E.
All right, just so you know, Wally, that Holy Family up in Memphis is having a fish fry tonight. And Sean, I said, if you go through and you see the, things I've seen as a paramedic, it's an actual guy, but it's that fire department coffee, really good coffee, funny videos. KKKGO.
You'll have to send a link.
Definitely, I'll send it over. Also, if you have YouTube, you have to check out the Fat Electrician, former Army guy, Army medic, and he's got a lot of really interesting shorts and stories. So, and my son got me hooked on those, too. And, Heroes Next Door is all about firehouse trips, and one of them was on Troy. Last year. I'm sorry, not Troy. Madison Heights. Go ahead.
I'm getting bombarded two different directions here. I gotta jump out of here. W8FU.
7-3.
not much, man. Just starting the weekend. What about you?
All right, the chance back a little wine on my tower seems kind of quiet.
It might be on my end. I turned down my game. Because you sound, I mean, I don't know. Try another repeater. Let's see if it makes a difference.
For many years, back when they were called Grand Central before Google bought them out, so I can keep that number. I used to use that for my parents so they could make a local phone call, and it was actually long distance to my house. So that was pretty cool. Then I got one, like, text me now, text free, and this number and that number. I got one in Washington, D.C. I got one in New York. I got one in Colorado, one in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I got numbers all over the place. And I use them to call people back.
Yeah, I have one of the Google numbers. It's actually a pretty, I got one of the good ones. It ends in 9797. So I have actually a pretty good Google phone number. That's back in the early days when they first came out.
Well, yeah, I got the same thing. It used to be called Grand Central when we were younger. And it was free phone calls, so my parents couldn't afford long distance, and they lived in Los Angeles. So I picked a number with a 310 area code for San Pedro, which was a local number for them. So when they called it, it was like they were calling across the street, but in actuality, it was forwarded right over to my home phone. And I would talk with them for hours on that number, and it didn't cost them a dime.
Yeah, well, the whole phone business, that thing just collapsed with the advent of wireless and satellites and everything else like that. That was, yeah, I remember that. I remember years ago, I got hit with a $200 phone bill because my plan expired and it didn't renew and blah, blah, blah. And I told AT&T, I can't remember who it was somewhere around here, but I told them, just turn it off. You know, they were shocked that somebody could, you know, live without a house phone. And that's back when cell phones were starting to get real, real popular. And I was one of the first ones just to say, just turn it off. I don't need it. And I really didn't, you know. I mean, you need it if the kids are in the house or something like that. But, you know, with that Cisco phone that the group was pushing around, I found a cheap carrier with a local phone number. So I got a house phone. It mimics my, it's actually a desk phone, not really a house phone. It mimics my cell phone, and then I gave the kids an extension of that so they can call Grandpa, and they just pick up the phone, and they just think that's the coolest thing. They just think that's the most high-tech thing in the world to have a phone on their desk and pick it up and hit a button and call Grandpa.
You still have that I take it?
Again, NAKPP.
No, do you still have that Cisco phone, or are you talking about the hands over IP phone? No, you can't be because the kids aren't hands. So, hey, you still got that web service and stuff like that?
Oh, IP.ms. It's really cheap. I mean, I think I put $15 on it when we first got them, and I checked the other day, and it was down to $7.50.
I got one of those IP phones, but it needs to see a server, and, well, I factory defaulted it, so it's stuck. It can't do anything. And how do you like that? We're talking about our kids, and mine's calling.
Aren't you home yet, Wally? KE8BSI.
I'm on my all-star node. NAKBB. I rehashed my all-star node. I finally figured out how to make the macros work after a year worth of screwing around because I was putting the macros in the wrong spot in the repeater conference. I got that figured out with a little help from KF8S. And so now I can hit *526 or whatever the heck it is, and here I am.
Ah, very good. I didn't know you were having troubles with that. I could have helped you out, but glad you got it going. Yeah, the DTMF codes make it a lot easier to switch around and do things. So, yeah, I've got, you know, one for here, one for the Who Cares Hub, the Lurker node, power off, and reboot the node. So I think I got five of them in there. They come in handy for sure. Lots of other ways to get at it too, but when your radio's in your hand, that's the easiest way.
Yeah, that makes it nice. I was using the All Scan to change it around, because now All Star Link 3.3 or 3.0, it comes with Allmon 3, okay, but it's kind of cumbersome to use and things like that. I mean, the display is really cool, but for swapping around really fast and seeing who's online and things like that, I use that Dave Gibson or whatever it is, his program. I mostly use that All Scan. That's a cool program. I mean, that guy did a really, really nice job with that. So I've been using that, but I kept putting all of the commands in the where it says macro command equals 5, and I kept putting everything in there, and nothing would freaking work. Well, there's another word that says macro way down the way, and I found that one. I go, aha, and then I got it all to work. So, hell, it only took me a year, but I got it. NAKPP, what are you doing this evening?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we all go through that repeater config, and there's a couple of stanzas that you could do stuff with. And I'm sure I did the same thing that you did when I first tried it. And then just tinkering and whatnot, and I'm sure Dave helped me too and figured it out. And yeah, that's normal. What am I doing? Kind of a project at my desk here. I have three monitors. One was 4K and two were not. A while back, I bought two more 4K monitors, which allowed me to utilize my three-monitor stand. So all three monitors are on one stand instead of having three bases. And then I wanted my 7610 HF radio right in front of me underneath the center monitor, so I had to buy a little shelf. Anyway, long story short, I'm rearranging my desk and all of my equipment. I think I got everything placed where I want it, and now I just got to, excuse me, clean up wiring. So it'll be a very long project, but should be a little nicer to operate when I'm done.
Yeah, same here. I bought a big, not an expensive one, bought it from Micro Center, a big 40-inch, maybe 38, 35, whatever it was, curved monitor, just a teeny one, not very high resolution. I mean, it's only like 60 hertz refresh rate, but that's fine. I'm not a gamer. And then I got another 27 in one that I got Linux programs on. So, and I play around with Ubuntu, something like that on that one. And so that one's kind of cool. And well, I got running on that one. I got that P25 scanner in it, and I also run AllStar, but right now my AllStar is running on the PiStar node because I'm going to my refrigerator. I gotta figure this out. Because I'm taking one to work. So that's where it all started with all the quicken codes and everything else like that. So I figured, okay, for work, PiStar is good enough, and that's what I'm going to do. And hey, KPP.
All right, very good. Yeah, I've seen those curved monitors in advertisements and Amazon and whatnot, and I've only seen two of them in the wild, you know, being used. And I tell you what, they're pretty darn cool. You do sacrifice resolution and stuff like that, but if you're just doing normal stuff that doesn't require that, then I think they're pretty slick. I've seen a couple of people using them just, you know, because they got to have a lot of information in front of them. And very good. Those are cool.
You've been to Micro Center, I trust.
Yeah, what kind of geek would I be if I wasn't? I don't go often, but yes, I've been there many times.
I was going to say, because if you haven't been there, we're going to take your geek card away. Because, yeah, that's the ultimate geek store. Yeah, that's Dave Pradell, the ARPCS guy, wants to get a node. He's going to build one himself. And I told him, I said, forget Amazon. Just go to them and tell them you want them. And I said, they got them hidden in the back room. And they're always less money. I told him, go there and get yourself a Pi 4 and a little box to put it in. And I told him, I said, and then it's just a TV dongle, and we'll get you up and running so you can have a Pi Star thing. So he's out. He's in the boonies, too. So we're going to get him something built up there, too. But, yeah, I like that. That's where I got this monitor. I don't think it's big, but I don't think they spent over $200 for it. So, like I said, it's a 4K resolution, but it's really not. I mean, if it is 4K, it's poor at best. But you can cram a lot of stuff on it if you want to. But it's not the vibrant wow where, you know, I'm still constantly, you know, hitting the control button or the shift button and spinning the wheel up to make things bigger. So, and it's not because of my eyesight, it's just because it's not a true 4K. Yet they say it is, and it takes the 4K command real easy and all that other stuff, but it is not a true 4K.
Yep, all right. Well, you did lots of information on a budget. That works. And, Micro Center for Pi Stars and or Pis and cases and power supplies and all that. Yeah, I knew they were competitive. I don't know about cheaper. I've basically did all that stuff. Don't tinker too much with it. I mean, I bought a clear node when I first started because I wanted to do everything, and that does everything. It does all the digital, and it does All-Star and EchoLink and all that. So I still have it. It's still great. Still gets updated. I learned how to do the macros and stuff, which is even harder on that because the way the guy has his software, it kind of takes things away that you change manually, so you got to work around that. But and then I also had I got a free Pi Star from Dakota, Pi Zero, just the oldest Pi you can imagine, and it so I got introduced to a Pi Star with that, and then figured that all out, got that running, and it served its purpose, and then I found a Pi 3 Pi Star at a swap meet one day, so I bought that and reinstalled the software on it, put that WPSD software on there, and so those are the two that I have, and don't really, once they're up and running and updated and set right, I don't mess with them too much. The old chintzy cheesy Pi that I got, the Pi Zero or whatever, I made into a ham clock, and it's barely good enough for that, so that's my story on those things. KE8 VSI.
NHKPP. Yeah, those are good little devices. I mean, they're handicapped, but like I said, I use it. I think you heard me talking. Maybe it was, but I use the AllScan software, and Allman is standard now. And but for quickly changing around and seeing who's on what, where, when, and why, that AllScan, that's a great little interface, too. That works really, really nice. So I use that one. And but now that I got all these macros set up, I'll be surprised if I even go ahead and look at it, as long as I can remember the macros. But, you know, I tried to make some sense out of it. Like for 2.6, I did 5.2.6. And then for the VHF repeater, you know, for the 7.2 that everybody's working on, I did 5.7.2, you know, and then I did 5.5.1 and then 5.5.3 for the two that Dave has got set up. So I tried to make it so it would be sensible for me.
Yep, you got to remember them or make a little cheat sheet and stick it on the back of your radio. although there would be some tiny print in the, if it's a little HD. But, yeah, I've had that where I forgot the one I did for reboot or whatever because I don't do it enough and that sort of thing. But, yeah, very handy. And, yeah, the all scan, I'm familiar with it. It's very good. And Supermon is the old standby. But the ClearNote has an app on your phone, so that allows me to do anything and everything right from my phone. That's very powerful and very handy because my phone's always with me. So, anyway, all right, I'm going to step away. Thought I'd jump in. I heard you guys chatting. And I'm going to do my next wiring thing here at my desk. Fun. KEADSI, I'll listen out.
Yeah, I think in the hierarchy of things, I think the ClearNote is probably the best. I mean, Sean's got one. It's absolutely beautiful. Then after that, I think the Sherry Pie. I think that guy's got, he's got some good points. You know, his radio's power's limited. His spurious emissions is limited, which, yippee, the radio puts out 0.6 watts. Who really cares? And then after that, the home-built one. But, you know, of course, you know, I think also, too, what's that other one? You know, same guy does the all-scan. His little box is pretty cool. I think that's what Dave uses a lot of, too. So, very good. All right, good luck with your wiring. Hope it all works well. Chat later. KEADSI and AKBB.
I don't need the effort.